105.5 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories, 8:05, 8:21 this morning. Our monthly segment with Star Relief for Pets based in Stamford, Melanie Soper, in to talk about fleas and ticks. WGCH News Center time, 7:52. Fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Good morning to all your listeners. I'm Bell, and it's always good to be with you.
All right, and it's a busy time for you guys as you wind up the legislative session. Overall, how have things gone, you think?
Busy and hectic. You know, as you know, this is a short session, and so we really do a lot of bills in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, overall, about 750 or so bills have been advanced by committee. So the committees have recommended that the General Assembly debate and pass them. And, you know, a good number of them, perhaps 250 or more, are going to be discussed, have been over this week or week or 2 weeks. So every day we go in and we discuss maybe 15 or 20 bills which are brought up. Some of them are pretty simple changes in the rules as recommended by the administration or by the agencies. And others are quite important policy changes which we are making. So a lot of work. And, you know, as your rep, I'm here from, we start 10 or 11 and we go up to midnight. So it's we are putting in good work to make sure that, you know, good policy is being made.
What would you kind of point to as some things that either you've had in committees you've worked on and or kind of bills close to your heart that have been passed or up for passage?
Sure. You know, let me point out 3 or 4 important bills or bills which were discussed and debated quite extensively. The bill which regarding to the CBAC agreement or the agreement between the state employees and the state for the wages and bonuses for the next few years. Was ratified by the General Assembly. So the way it works is that there is a negotiation which happens between the state employees bargaining units as well as the state on the other side. And then once they agree on that negotiation, it has to be approved by the General Assembly. And that came up a few days ago, last week, basically. And the negotiation resulted in pay raises and bonuses for the state employees, and that was a very hotly debated bill. Many of us felt that considering the epidemic and considering COVID, the negotiations of a nearly 5% a year pay raise were a little too much. But at the same time, there were arguments made on the other side, and the bill did pass, or the resolution did pass.
Something that
in addition, there were many bills which had bipartisan support. One of them which comes to my mind is a bill which passed yesterday in the House to expand access to children's mental health services. And we heard a lot from so many legislators about how we need to do more to make sure that there is expanded access to every child who may be facing mental health challenges, especially as a result of the COVID epidemic or COVID pandemic. Sorry. And so that was another one which had wide broad support, but we discussed it quite extensively for a few hours. It went on for a few hours and it passed with bipartisan support. Another bill which passed last week was on measures to address the opioid epidemic, especially the sale of fentanyl, as well as how we increase the penalties for that and for behavioral support for those who have that addiction. That also had bipartisan support. And these were very good bills trying to address some major issues our communities are facing.
And Representative Arora, your thoughts about the actions taken yesterday and the adjustment package about the extension of the gasoline tax and other tax cuts?
So that's the the gas stock, the budget or the tax cuts is the most important or one of the key bills which is left and is going to come up most likely on Monday. And so these are, the Finance Committee has now made some suggestions. And there are, as many of you know, that because of a number of factors, including the federal grants, including the fact that the stock markets last year were strong and resulted in quite good revenue gains from capital gains for our state, our budget is going to be, the comptroller has stated that our budget is going to be in surplus by about $2 plus billion for this year ending June. And so there are going to be a number of measures, a number of things done. A number of proposals are there to reduce, to give some tax relief. And there are some competing proposals. One of them, as you mentioned, is to continue the gas tax cut, is to provide some earned income tax credit. And other proposals have been made to give a relief, a small relief on the state income tax rate, although that has not gotten too much traction with the administration. And we will be discussing all of those measures on Monday, and hopefully we will be able to provide some relief to our taxpayers, especially in this time when we have high inflation and affordability is under attack.
Does it look like the session is going to end on time?
Well, that's a legislation. A fourth of next Wednesday, fourth midnight. We'll go all the way to midnight, and at midnight, the session is adjourned. That's how it works, and that's the rules of the legislature. And we have been quite disciplined about keeping time, but the sheer volume or the number of bills that we discuss every single day, I go in as your rep and go through, start studying these bills, debating these bills, listening on these, contributing to the dialogue, and then casting the vote for all of us. And so that continues all the way till next Wednesday when we adjourn, and it will end in time. I know that.
All right. State Representative Harry Rohr of Greenwich, thanks very much for your time. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
State Representative Harry Arora.